holding on, but closing with a broken heart. I don't know what you're feeling. You're making hard to try to figure it out, but I'll be here when you need me. And no, faded from the afterglow. Bittersweet and slow. Get me high and bring me low.
About your song Killing Me.
Killing Me. Oh, that's another one. That's another fun one. So I co-wrote that with a few other writers, actually from Vancouver. Really excited about Caesar White and Brandon and Johnny Tobin as well. We kind of got together. We really wanted to write something that's uplifting and kind of fun dance tune. So it's kind of this irresistible pop R&B track, and you just feel like you want to dance to it. But at the same time, we're talking a little bit about the frustration of kind of broken relationships sometimes, you know, of secrets, kind of miscommunication, heartbreak. That's kind of that killing me title and that line that kind of repeats in the song. Yeah.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, in a studio recording, or performing on a stage?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I feel at both. It depends. There's a part of me that loves to be in the studio all day and writing and working on this material and producing and being a part of every creative aspect of the journey of that song, including coming down to the mixing and coming down to the production. So I feel like a lot of my element when I'm there in the front of the mic, at the keyboard. But at the same time, once the song is done, I have a background in performing arts, and I was a touring dancer and touring musician for a long time growing up. So being on stage is kind of that final element, being able to share my art and express myself on stage with my own music. So all of it kind of ties in together, and I think that's why I love every aspect of it so much.
You've competed and been a finalist in The Voice of the Philippines, Canadian Idol, and the P&E Star Showdown, and you won the Variety's Got Talent competition, which earned you a spot in the Show of Hearts Telethon alongside Adele and Justin Bieber. You've also performed extensively across North America, the UK, and Asia. I'm sure you've made countless memories, but can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really special one for you?
Oh, that's a really good question. I feel like every show is really exciting. You know, I one of the more recent ones is I went to China on tour, and it was the first time I've been to that country. The reception, I felt the positive reception of people and the love of music was amazing. I didn't know as much about the culture, and it was very different in the language, but being able to share my music on that stage with a lot of people. We were performing at this, there was one show we were performing at a international music festival for a number of college students and youth of thousands of people. And I was singing some of my own songs, and the people loved it. And it felt amazing that even across the sea in a different place, that music is such a universal language, and the positive reception just made me so excited. Yeah.
What's on the horizon for you over the coming months? I understand you're working on a new record.
Yes, I have a new album coming up that's going to be released in July. So I've been working really hard over the past couple of years on this record, and I'm really excited about it. It's really coming together. I have quite a few songs that are going to be on the record, and new songs, as well as some accompanying videos. I've been releasing actually a lot of acoustic versions and videos of each song, and also sharing kind of the behind the scenes as well, from writing the song to producing it, the photo shoots, all of the kind of things that come together. I've been in every aspect of all the creative parts of it. I've been editing actually some of the videos as well that I've been releasing, as well as co-producing all the music. So I'm really kind of excited that this is all kind of coming together. It'll be my first debut album, so I'm really excited to share it.
Fantastic. Where can we find you on the interwebs to keep track of these videos and releases?
Yeah, so you can find me on social media under Jerrica Alyssa. I'm on Instagram and Spotify and a number of other different distribution sites, as well as on Facebook. And you can find me on YouTube as Jerrica Alyssa.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Smoke and Mirrors. What can you tell me about that one?
Oh, Smoke and Mirrors. So I co-wrote this song with Johnny Tobin, my friend, and it's a beautiful, like R&B soulful ballad with a little bit of nostalgia from some of the great R&B from the 80s and 90s and even back to the 70s. So the song kind of speaks about... again, in a kind of a broken relationship, talking about the other person with their secrets and their lies, kind of that they're all smoke and mirrors is where that term is coming. So I put that together with a nice kind of chill groove that drives the song. And that's how that one kind of came together.
I love the song.
Thank you.
Jerrica, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
More.